Yes, good morning to you. In Jesus' name, this is Daniel King with a Daily Inspiration. I'd just like to bless you all and wish you God's peace and His influence, the influence of God's Holy Spirit upon your lives. I was reading the account here in Mark 7 at the end of the chapter there. It has the account of Jesus walking on the water. And I never really put that together before in my mind what the context was. And I can't help but marvel at Jesus. It's something that I am more and more observing in the personality of Jesus and how He handles situations, and it brings out an admiration that I think many of the followers had. I think actually, for the most part, people admired the personality and the qualities of Jesus. I don't think there was a lot of lack in that. I think for the most part, people appreciated Jesus. The people that opposed Him, I think for the most part, it was done because they themselves were under conviction, or perhaps through jealousy and envy, that they were envious of His ability to do the things He did. May have been one reason why some people did not like Him. But then there's also this thing of Him not, or the people feeling like He's not walking like one should walk, so to speak. So there might be a few different reasons there that people didn't like Him. But I think for the most part, as a person, they had an appreciation for Him. And I find the more that I read, and especially if you read, if you start piecing together the different accounts, sometimes because of the many stories that we've heard already, we tend to isolate these stories, and we don't always put them in context and line them up and to realize what was actually happening. Well, it says here in Mark 6 that Mark 6:31 says, "And He said unto them," this is Jesus speaking, He says, "Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat." And what that means is they were so busy ministering to people and serving people that they didn't have time to eat. And so Jesus was desiring just to have a break, you know, just like we all, we're all familiar with that. When we're busy, especially for a long period of time, we desire a break. And so He basically, in His situation, it wasn't as easy as just clocking out and going home, because if He did that, then there was people that would meet Him at home. So He could not really escape the crowds of people that wanted something from Him. It was almost like they wanted to come and feed off of Him. And that can be wearing at times, especially when we are doing it in our own strength. But anyway, I had to admire how Jesus handled this situation. So the first point that I observed here, or that we can observe here, is that Jesus was a wise man. Instead of demanding that the people leave Him alone, He simply got into a boat and started rowing out across the water. That was His way of getting away from the crowd. So obviously there's only so many people that fit into this boat. And so it's kind of a convenient way, if you will, a polite way, if you will, to just go for a break. You know, otherwise he would have had to almost be rude and ask the people to leave him alone by just going somewhere. And obviously everywhere he went, the crowds would have followed. And so that's how he handled that. And so he was a man of grace, which is something that I think, you know, what I'm saying is that all these things are things that we can apply and use in our own lives. And so anyway, he got into this boat and rowed across the water, and on the other side of the lake there was a very mountainous region, a rugged mountainous region where not many people lived. And it was a convenient way for Jesus to go and find himself some alone time. But unfortunately for his plans, when he got to the other side, word had already spread that he's headed over there. And word had spread so quickly that when he arrived there, there were several thousand people waiting for him. So now not only did he have the same problem that he had that he was trying to get out of, but he also had a bigger problem, because now they were in a rugged mountainous area with hardly any food shops, and they had this big crowd of people, and they all wanted to be ministered to, and of course there was no food around. Everyone became hungry because they were out there in the wilderness. And so I don't know how Jesus felt at that point, but I do know that when you're busy and you go for a break, you usually keep going until you kind of forget about yourself, and you keep going until you're at the end, where you're almost like you just can hardly go anymore. That's usually when you think about it, oh yeah, I should stop and take a break. All right, so we can imagine that Jesus had reached that point with his disciples. And so he's probably overwhelmed. And so then when he sees this crowd, I know so many times that I would feel like, no, this is just too much. This is just too much. But even then, he kept his integrity. And he ministered to that crowd. And then he also fed them. And the thing that stands out to me is how he took charge of that crowd. First, he sat them down in ranks of 50 and 100 into groups. And then he did an inventory of the resources he had, which was five loaves and two fishes. So he basically assessed the situation. He realized these people need help. He realized that he was on a mission to connect with his Father and rest. That was his goal. But there's something that came up, and he first took care of that. But he did it with integrity and dignity. And he got all the people to sit down into small groups, and he assessed the food he had, and that's the amount that they had, and then he blessed it and served them, and afterwards he sent them home. And so I think he had a crowd there, a satisfied crowd. They all had received something from Jesus, which is what they were there for. They had a good experience with Jesus. And Jesus had a good experience with them. Jesus was not overwhelmed. It was not chaotic. He brought order to the crowd, and he effectively and efficiently took care of them. And then the interesting thing about it is he then told his disciples to go back again to where they came from. And he's going to go and pray and connect with his Father in heaven and pray and rest. So I found that interesting that he stuck to his original goal. And these are all things that have helped me greatly as I pondered them, is that usually we set goals in life and then other things come up. And we can choose to become frustrated or we can just take assessment of our problem and immediately look for the solution. Once we find the solution, take an assessment of what all the available resources are, and then proceed into, carrying out the solution. But then not forget about our original goal and to keep then pick up on that. So I saw Jesus here as I saw this picture here as an amazing way to successfully get through an average day. You know, we plan our day in the morning and all kinds of things come up, and sometimes if we're not careful, we're just kind of following rabbit trails all day long. You know, whatever comes up, we take care of. We chase that down. We never get done what we originally planned, and it seems like Jesus had a way of weighing out each situation that came up, but at the end of the day, he still had accomplished what he wanted to accomplish, and that was connecting with his Father. And I would like to speak some more on the story then about how what happened on the way home with his disciples there. But I was just really refreshed with the nature of Jesus and just how practical he was and how he used opportunities to serve and rather than become, you know, frustrated. Somehow inside of Christ there was a surrendered. Somehow he was surrendered. He was able to have his plans shifted and changed drastically without him feeling frustrated and feeling like someone just robbed him of something. But rather, neither was he a victim necessarily to the people, but he took charge. You know, it says he commanded them to sit down in 50s. You know, he basically just stepped in and took charge, and that really blessed me to see that Jesus was not one who lived with a victim mentality. Jesus seemed to be living in with a victoriously in many areas of his life. So may we. I just realized recently that the influence of Christ upon our lives will enable us to walk in the same way. May the Lord bless you.